Hello, I'm Reverend Todd Farnsworth, and you're listening to BCC To Go, a weekly podcast exploring faith through the lens of the Briarcliff Congregational Church. On today's episode of BCC To Go, I'll be discussing how to get your child to go to church. Oh, it's a perennial problem. Let me tell you, families are under a lot of strain for time these days. Children are scheduled and sometimes overscheduled in what feels like 10 different directions. Soccer, baseball, lacrosse, off-road biking, scouts, 4-H, swimming, horseback riding, friends, homework, eating, sleeping. Yikes! It's a lot! And I remember it well. Oh, my kids were dancers, soccer, theater, 4-H, basketball, and touch football. When schedules collided, it was pure mayhem. And add a Sunday morning at church into the mix, and wow. Let's just say we all slept pretty well at night back in those days. Folks have been asking me about how they can carve out the church thing for their kids in the midst of so many other opportunities, and it's a really good question. And although I have a professional bias and confess my kids didn't always make it to church, I'd like to throw my ideas into the ring and see if any of them might be helpful to you. First off, you need to decide what your priorities are. At every age, we're faced with that question. As adults caring for children, you need to decide, why do I value having church as part of my child's life? What does it bring to them that soccer can't provide? How does learning about kindness and justice stack up to a dance lesson? And how much does it matter to me that my children learn that there is someone out there who loves them as they are, whether they're a first string or bench warmers? And I don't know where you'll fall with answering those questions, but if church turns out to be an answer that brings you peace, then let's move on to my second idea about getting kids to participate in church, once you know what your priorities are and whether church is one of those priorities. My second idea is notice how you talk about your priorities. Are you excited about them, or do you dread them? Do they give you energy or cause you to feel weary? Kids pick up on our attitudes, and if we are animated in our discussions with them about church, they'll pick up on that energy. Likewise, if we see attending church functions as a burden, something we have to do, it's quite likely that they'll adopt a similar tone. What do you like about attending worship? What do you get out of it? What do you get to give back when you attend worship? How does it bring joy or peace or something to think about into your life? Talk about those things with your children while you're driving them to their midweek practices and rehearsals, and see if that doesn't shift things just a little bit. 3, think about how your children get to their practices and rehearsals. I mean, it seems pretty obvious, but children are fairly dependent upon adults to get around, right? They don't have licenses, they can't call up a cab, they need us to get to where they're going to go. And if we tell them it's time to go, they get in the car. If we say, it's time, they'll generally stop what they're doing with a little fuss for good measure to assert their independence, but they'll stop what they're doing and buckle up for the trip. Again, tone and attitude are important at any age. I know if my wife says to me, oh, it's time to take out the trash, well, I'm not too excited about that. But if she says to me, hey, let's go for a walk over to the dumpster, well, I like going for walks with her, and I'll drag a little bag along with me if that's what it takes to go hand in hand. If you bring your children to worship or Sunday school, they will be there, and it'll be way better than going to a dumpster, trust me. In our family, we often used car time to catch up. We'd ask, well, how was practice today? Or what did you learn? Did you have a good time? What could you have done differently next time that so you'd have a better experience? The same questions can apply to worship, to Sunday school, to anything related to church. When we let our children know that their experiences are worth discussing, those experiences become worth participating in. Number four, kids may whine and moan about missing their favorite show on TV by going to church. They'll say, oh, I can't miss that. I've got something I've got to watch. And oh, they'll complain that it's not cool to go to church, or it's boring to go to church, or maybe they aren't sure. They believe all that stuff that they're hearing at church. When this happens, take a deep breath and remember that is not why you are bringing them. You're not bringing them to be entertained. You're not bringing them because it's cool. You're not bringing them to punish them. Remember that not every church is going to go with a bounce house or pony rides to woo your kids. It may not be in their budget or their theology to do so. And that's okay. Remember my first tip? The accessories to worship, like comfortable seats or air conditioning or an awesome praise band with really cool t-shirts, are probably not your priority reason for attending. Look to the values. Remember the values that are affirmed wherever you worship. And recall that by bringing your child along with you into that experience, you are helping those values grow in the world around you. You're making the world a brighter place, a place for them to grow up into. If where you're worshiping is not affirming your values, well, then consider looking around a little for something that's a better fit. Really, there is no one-size-fits-all worshiping community. Trust me, I've been in a lot of them through the years, and there's always something that doesn't fit quite right, but you kind of let it go because it's got enough of the stuff that you need, the stuff that you want, the stuff that you have to have to stick around with it. You'll find it much easier to encourage your children to join you if you are enthusiastic about what's happening at the church of your choice, a church that's a better fit for you. If you're looking for a place that might meet your values, please consider checking us out at the Briarcliff Congregational Church. We worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, September through June, and intergenerational worship experiences during the summer. So it's something the whole family can attend and participate in. Getting your kids to worship can be a challenge. But hey, you've gotten through playoffs and recitals and broken hearts and things that forgot to be DVR'd. You can surely do this. Thanks for listening. And please join us again next time on BCC To Go. Peace be with you.